Thank you for that introduction. My name is Jake Patterson, and I'm a master's student at the University of Arkansas. And today I'm excited to share with you some research that I had the opportunity to be a part of this summer, looking at optimizing post-emergence options using dicamba, glyphosate, and glufosinate in ExtendFlex systems. So to start off, I'd like to give a brief background about Palmer amaranth, which we are all very familiar with. It is the most troublesome and economically damaging weed in the South, and over time it has evolved high levels of resistance to EPSPS and ALS inhibiting herbicides, as well as other herbicides. And one thing that is particularly difficult about Palmer amaranth is if we allow it to grow throughout the entire growing season, it can impede cotton harvest. And as Dr. Norsworthy said in 2017, no Palmer amaranth should be allowed to reach reproductive maturity, because if we allow these plants to set viable seed, deposit the seed to the weed seed bank, it can cause huge issues in subsequent years. So now, dicamba. In this experiment, we used the Extendamax formulation. Dicamba is a group 4 synthetic auxin, and it's most effective on weeds less than 4 inches in size. And due to label restrictions, you have to use ultra-coarse nozzles such as TTIs. Then we moved to glufosinate. In this experiment, we used Liberty, which is a group 10 glutamine synthetase inhibitor. And one thing that's unique about Liberty is it requires good coverage for maximum efficacy. And also, due to label restrictions, we need to use, or to achieve this good efficacy, we have to use medium to coarse nozzles. So ExtendFlex cotton, which we're really looking at here, this is actually a bare ground trial, but this is supposed to be looking, you know, towards ExtendFlex cotton, which is a technology that has traits for resistance to 3 modes of action, including dicamba, glufosinate, and glyphosate. So since we can spray these 3 different chemistries on our ExtendFlex cotton, surely we can mix them, right? Well, unfortunately, that is not the case due to a couple reasons. One, Liberty mixed with dicamba can cause increased volatilization, as well as it can change the droplet spectrum, producing more fines, which we know fines can lead to more off-target movement, as well as some antagonistic effects. So therefore, we can't mix Extendamax and Liberty. Which brings me to my hypothesis, which is sequential applications of dicamba and glufosinate will provide greater control of Palmer amaranth than just the dicamba or glufosinate applied alone. And so, thus my objective was to determine if the timing of these sequential applications of the dicamba, glufosinate, and then if you add glyphosate, if it can be optimized to provide better control than dicamba or glufosinate alone. Experiment was conducted in 2 locations this past summer in 2019, one at an on-farm site near Crawfordsville, Arkansas, here in Crittenden County, and the other at the Lawnman Cotton Research Station near Marion, Arkansas, in Lee County. So now I'd like to move into my treatments. I'll start off with my single applications, meaning just came in, 1 spray, either 1 herbicide, 2 herbicides, or a mix of 3. And we had Liberty plus Extendamax, Extendamax, Extendamax plus Roundup, and then a conglomeration of the 3 with Liberty, Extendamax, and Roundup. Then I'll move to my sequential applications. So in the big colored box, we have our first application, and below that was our sequential, or what we followed that with. So we had Extendamax followed by Liberty just 4 hours after, and then we had Extendamax followed by Liberty 14 days after. Then we had Extendamax plus Roundup followed by Liberty 4 hours after, and then Extendamax plus Roundup followed by Liberty 14 days after. Then we had Liberty followed by Extendamax 4 hours after, and then Extendamax 14 days after, and then Liberty followed by Extendamax plus Roundup 4 hours after, and then Liberty followed by Extendamax plus Roundup 14 days. Like I said, application was made to bare ground. And in Crawfordsville, we had 2 to 4 inch weeds at a plant density of 985 Palmer amaranth per square yard. And at Mariana, we had 8 to 10 inch weeds with a density of 64 Palmer amaranth plants per square yard. Plot dimensions were 6.3 feet, or 2 bedded rows by 20 feet long. And when we sprayed Extendamax, TTI nozzles 110-015s were used. And Liberty, we used AIXR 110-015s. Data that was collected was visible Palmer amaranth control ratings taking 28 days after the final application in the sequentials. trial was implemented as a one-factor randomized complete block design, with our factor being herbicide treatment, and there were 4 reps. We analyzed locations separately due to the big difference in weed sizes and density between the locations, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha value of 0.05, and all data were analyzed using Jump Pro 14.2. So now I'd like to move into some data. I'll start off by setting up the graph. This is at Crawfordsville. It's Palmer amaranth control 28 days after the final application, so after the sequentials. On the y-axis, we have Palmer amaranth control from 0 to 100%. On the x-axis, we have herbicide treatment. So I'd like to start off by focusing on these two treatments, which was Xtendimax followed by Liberty 4 hours after, and then the 14-day sequential with Xtendimax followed by Liberty. And notice there's quite a big difference between the 14-day sequential and the 4-hour sequential. Much better control when Liberty is applied after Xtendimax 14 days later. And so now I'd like to show some plot photos. On the left, we have our non-treated. In the middle, we have Xtendimax followed by Liberty 4 hours after. On the far right, we have Xtendimax followed by Liberty 14 days after. And as you can see, the pictures match up with the data. 14-day sequential was much more effective in controlling Palmer amaranth than the 4-hour sequential. But you might be wondering, why is that the case? Why is there such a big difference between a 4-hour gap or time interval and a 14-day? And so a colleague of mine actually presented on some data at Beltwide last year showing that Palmer amaranth ground cover or canopy coverage is reduced by greater than 50% just 2 hours after a dicamba application, because dicamba is a synthetic auxin. It's causing the leaves to droop. You're having less leaf surface area that can intercept the Liberty herbicide. And we know that Liberty herbicide requires very good coverage to be effective. So therefore, that's why we're seeing our decreased efficacy at 4 hours after as opposed to 14 days after. So now I come back to the same graph, set up the same way, and want to look at some different treatments. These are Liberty followed by Xtendimax 4 hours after, and Liberty followed by Xtendimax 14 days after. Although there was no significant difference, or there were no statistical differences between the two, there was a numeric increase with the 14-day sequential as opposed to the 4-hour sequential. And we can probably say that because Liberty is a contact herbicide, Xtendimax is a systemic herbicide. We know that there are some antagonistic effects when applying those sequentially. So here, plot photos. In the middle, Liberty followed by Xtendimax 4 hours after. On the right, Liberty followed by Xtendimax 14 days after. Much better control, appears much better control on the far right than in the middle. Then back to the same graph again. This time looking at Xtendimax followed by Liberty at 14 days, and then flip it, Liberty followed by Xtendimax at 14 days. Both very good control, greater than 90%. Here are these photos in the middle. Xtendimax followed by Liberty 14 days, far right, flipped 14 days, both very good levels of control. So we're seeing at 14 days, regardless of which one you apply first, you're going to have greater than 90% or very effective Palmer amaranth control. Back to the same graph, this time looking at Xtendimax followed by Liberty 14 days, and this time Xtendimax plus Roundup followed by Liberty 14 days. And notice there is not a significant difference between the two, but there was a 4 to 5% numerical increase when glyphosate was added at 14 days. And here we can see the two photos on the far right, very good control, greater than 90% control. And these data actually agree with some research conducted by Sponhorst and Bradley in 2013, where they also found that when glyphosate was added to dicamba, there was a non-significant but a slight 4 to 5% numerical increase in control of tall water hemp, which is a very close relative to Palmer amaranth. Now I move to Mariana location. Graph is set up the same way, y-axis Palmer amaranth control, x-axis herbicide treatment. I'd like to point to these two treatments. Xtendimax followed by Liberty at 4 hours, and Xtendimax followed by Liberty at 14 days. Again, same story, different location. 14-day sequential was much more effective than a 4-hour sequential. Liberty followed by Xtendimax 4 hours, and Liberty followed by Xtendimax 14 days. Again, same story, different location. So now I move into my results and discussion. and that is that not all of the sequential applications of dicamba and glufosinate were more effective in controlling our Palmer amaranth than just the dicamba or the glufosinate applications alone. So therefore, we have to reject our hypothesis. And some of the single application treatments were more effective than the sequential applications just 4 hours after. So in conclusion, dicamba followed by glufosinate 14 days later was highly consistent at controlling Palmer amaranth across the treatments and at each of the locations. And it was the most effective treatment. We saw that the 14-day sequential application was much better. And one thing that is very beneficial of this is that it provides two effective modes of action for Palmer amaranth control. And so the 14-day sequential applications, I can't stress that enough, were much more effective than 4-hour sequential applications. You come back 2 weeks later, you're going to get good control. So some practical implications for this research would be that, okay, so what if we can't take mix chemistries? We still have options, but these options require us to properly decide how we're going to apply them so that proper intervals between these sequential applications is key to optimizing our post-emergent options. And also, we're using multiple modes of action, which is helping us combat herbicide resistance, which we all know moving forward is ultimately inevitable. So some future research be to replicate this experiment this year in 2020. And we also want to repeat the experiment on various weed sizes and in more locations. I'd like to thank Dr. Jason Norsworthy, my weed science colleagues at the Alzheimer Lab, and the Lawn Man Cotton Research Station for all of their help. And with that, at this time, I will take any questions. Yes, sir, Keith.
I noticed you said that the weeds at Crawfordsville,
yes,
follows you and Jason.
Yes, sir.
Just tall, but the weeds in Mariana,
mm-hmm,
that is just tall.
Yes, sir.
It looks like that mixture, that sequential with the Femax followed by limited 14 days, was better on larger weeds than that camp alone followed by the camp. Thank you, sir.
What are you asking here?
Like improved control with the sequential on those larger weeds, because those weeds are uplift size.
Yes, sir.
With extended nitrogen dicamba alone.
Mm-hmm. Are you asking if we saw that, or?
Was there a difference in dicamba alone between the two locations because the weeds were larger in Mariana?
Yes, sir. So the question is, was there a difference between dicamba alone versus a sequential application between the locations due to weed size? And my answer is yes. At Crawfordsville, dicamba alone is more effective on 2 to 4 inch weeds as opposed to 8 to 10 inch weeds. And the sequential reason why we saw such high levels of control on the larger weeds is we had a sequential application, so it got 2 shots, which much more effective than controlling. Yes, sir. Right. Correct.
So, I mean, I'm not surprised that I came up first of all, but that's even the best treatment of the liver. But on the liver first, followed by dicamba 14 days later, whenever you spray your dicamba onto those injured leaves, are they pretty much already killed by liver at that point, or you still got a few survivors?
Okay, so the question is, what kind of happens with the dicamba first or the Liberty first, and what we expect to see there? So my answer to that would be, when you spray your dicamba first, you know, you're obviously going to start dropping, or you're going to cause leaves to droop over 14 days. They're either going to be killed, or we're going to, at 2 weeks later, we're either going to have some regrowth or what wasn't killed, we might have survivors come back with Liberty, we're going to kill them. Okay, well, so say if we put the Liberty out, well, it's more of a burner. It's going to cause more, you know, necrotic tissue, less drooping, all that stuff. I would say that 14 days later, possibly have some regrowth, possibly have, you know, if they didn't get fully controlled, if they survived, then we're gonna kill them at 14 days later. That's the main thing. Yeah, I can get back with you, Steve. We can talk about that.
Thank you, Jay.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you all.